2. Beck. 10th January, 2003. Beck had decided months ago to live her life as if she was being watched, just in case there was a film crew hiding behind a corner or her mirror was two-way. It meant no more yawning without covering her mouth or picking her nose on the toilet. She wanted to always look exactly like a happy, pretty 16-year-old girl should. This felt different, though, this prickling on the back of her neck. This felt like there really was someone watching her. She'd been feeling it for a few days now, but every time she whipped her head around, there was no one there. Maybe she was going mad. It would be scary for your worst fears to be coming real all around you, and everyone to just dismiss you as crazy. Their next-door neighbor, Max, used to yell all night. Her mum told her he must just be arguing with someone on the phone, but she'd peered through her curtains when he'd woken her at 4 a.m. one morning, and there he was, screaming at no one in the dark. He threw a rock through their kitchen window a few weeks later. Her dad made a call that night, and Max was taken away. When he came back, he didn't yell anymore. He just sat on his stoop and stared into the middle distance, slowly getting fatter and fatter. Would it be better to feel afraid all the time, or to feel nothing at all? She hadn't decided yet. The sun glared down at her through a milk skin of clouds. She would probably be burnt if she stayed out here much longer, but she liked this image of herself, lying on her back in Lizzie's swimming pool. Green bikini, freckled arms outstretched, belly button filling up with water as she breathed. She wondered if she was being watched right now. The bedrooms of Lizzie's brother and father looked down onto the pool. She'd caught both of them staring at her a few times over the past year. It should gross her out, but it didn't. The sound of feet slapping against the concrete, a moment of stretched silence, and then the surface of the water exploded as Lizzie cannonballed. She came up for air giggling madly, her wet hair plastered over her face. "I almost got you. You're such an idiot," Beck laughed, trying to dunk her back under the water. Lizzie grabbed her waist and they screeched and cackled as they attempted to wrestle, slippery limbs like eels tangling each other.